Thanks for downloading ThistlePod. I'm Fiona Ritchie, delving into our NPR programme archive to remember some of the great visits we've enjoyed through the years. And who better to join us for the first ThistlePod of the new year than Connie Irvin, who shares her love of Scottish country dancing throughout the borders of Scotland and beyond. And she starts by telling us what is so special about Scottish country dancing.
It's the best exercise you can get, according to most doctors and a lot of consultants, in that you use all your muscles, you use your legs, your arms, but most especially you use your brain. So it really does keep you fit, gets the heart going. For the last 50 continuous years I've danced continually.
Not only have you danced, but you've taught Scottish country dancing to probably thousands and thousands of people in the borders area of Scotland.
I started off teaching children in about the late 1960s. There was always, you know, 40 or 50 children, and I did that for about eight or 9 years. And then in 1974, I started an adult class in Galashiels, and I'm still teaching that class. So 32 years later, still teaching the St Paul's class in Galashiels. And for the last about 6 years, I've taught the Melrose class as well. And they're both good classes. Both, you know, a good lot of people come to them.
Now, for Americans listening and they're thinking, now, what's Scottish country dancing? A lot of Americans have probably seen Highland dancing, if they've been to a Highland Games, say, where people are wearing kilts and it's largely a solo dance. But Scottish country dance is a very social type of dance. For Americans who have never seen it, can you describe what it would look like to them and what it might be like, or how it might connect with their own dance traditions?
Well, it would look good fun, which it is, you know. But mainly Scottish country dancing is in a, what we call a longwise set of 6, 8 or 10 people. We also have square sets, which is used to American people, the square dancing. There's quite a number of them, and we have three different tempos. We have a reel, which is the fastest. Then we have jigs, which are just slightly slower, and then the lovely Strathspeys. Some of them, they're really good old traditional tunes, a lot of Burns tunes. one of the best known dancing teachers was Dancy Reed, and he taught the Queen Mother how to dance at Glam's. He went round every week. He went to all the big mansion houses and taught the families how to dance.
And when you get together to teach your classes, you'll be largely teaching from recordings of Scottish country dance bands, but then when you get together for your proper dances, you'll have live music.
Yes, we'll have live music. It's lovely when we have the live music. It's very nice. The usual thing is possibly a lead accordion and a second accordion, drums. You're very lucky if you can get a fiddler. It's nice. And a keyboard. But most of the halls are village halls, so they're small, so you really only maybe need a three-piece band. So it's usually maybe the two accordions and drummers, or one accordion, a keyboard and a drum. But it is nice if you can get a fiddle in the background or a bass.
So for any American who's done any contra dancing or square dancing, this wouldn't be a huge leap for them?
No, it wouldn't be a huge leap, because they would find that they would know the terminology. It does take a little while for you to get used to the geography of the dance and the terminology, which is different. It's a different language we speak.
Speaking of that terminology, you've actually written a dance yourself. You've come up with a set of moves that are unique, and it's been set to a brand new piece of music written for your dance. Can you tell us a wee bit about that?
Yes, it was just one night. I was staying at my daughter's house, and I started to sort of think about, just thinking about things, and I came up with this dance. And it was just an easy dance, and decided that the title of the dance is The Rhymer's Glen. And the movements are really as you would maybe be walking down through the glen. And then a friend who had a band for many years, he was well known in the Borders, he wrote the tune for it, which I called the Sanderson Reel after the family.
That's lovely, Connie, the Sanderson Reel, and your own dance at Rhymer's Glen. But we thought, since we had you here, and we'd like to give people a wee taste of how they can inject a little bit of a Scottish feel into their own New Year celebrations, would you be willing to talk us through? It's difficult on the radio, I know, because it's easier to watch somebody do it. But if we've got the music and we've got the kind of the rhythm and the tempo of the dance, would you be able to talk people through an easy dance that maybe anybody could pick up? And if they follow along with what you're saying and the music, we might create a few thousand more dancers.
I will try. Okay. This is ceilidh dancing, which is done more at Hogmanay. Mm-hmm. This is around, well, not around the room, it's a big circle around the room, which is very easy. And we have been teaching it lately to the children who have never danced before, some children for St Andrew's Day.
Well, if the children can do it, we can do it, yes? Okay.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. Now, there's at the beginning of Scottish country dance music, there's always this chord or note.
Well, you always have the chord, and the men give just a bow, not a deep bow, just a more or less acknowledgement to your partner. The ladies, it's just one foot behind the other and a small dip, okay. not a big curtsy. You form up in a big circle, and the gentlemen have their partner on their right side, on their right hand. Okay. And all join hands, and it's a ready and a curtsy for the music. Slip to the left for four and clap your hands. Slip back and clap your hands. All dance into the middle, all dance out. And dozy-do with your partner. Dance in, dance out, and dozy-do again. Join up with your partner and skip for 8 steps. And you're ready to start again. And off you go to the left. Clap. Back to the right and clap. And into the middle. And out again. And dozy-do. And into the middle, and out again, and dozy-do. Join with your partner, and round for 8 steps.
Let's take them through it one more time. 8.
And slip, and clap. And back, and clap. And into the middle, and out again, and dozy-do. And into the middle, and back again, and dozy-do. Join up with your partner, and round we go. And you're ready to start again. Slip off to the left. And back again. And into the middle. And dozy-do. The middle. And dozy-do. To go for your 8 steps. And a lovely bow and curtsy to finish. And a nod to your partner. Your bow and curtsy says, we've enjoyed that, partner.
One thing I've always noticed at Scottish country dancing or ceilidh dancing is that everybody, whether they're fumbling or whether they're dancing, you know, with excellence, has a huge smile on their face. There's, yes, a lot of laughter.
Lots and lots of laughter. It really is. It's really the best fun possible.
And it's a great way for people to share some social time with people they've never met before, as well as family and friends, all ages, and to really feel that they've had an instant party, really.
Yes, it's just lovely. I've just enjoyed it so much, and I've made so many, many friends from all over the world, you know. Mm-hmm. I've met people from America, Canada, Australia, South Africa, who have come and it's dancing, and lots of Japanese people. You know, there's a big following in Japan for country dancing.
Well, I think there'll be even more of a following now across the US. And Connie, thank you so much for taking us through that. And hopefully we've piqued some people's interest in following up any opportunities there might be in their own community. So we wish you a very happy new year, and thanks very much for taking us through some Scottish country dancing.
It's been my pleasure, Fiona. Enjoyed it.
From our radio archives, Connie Irvin, helping us to step into the new year on a sure footing. At thistleradio.com, you'll find a playlist of this Thistle Pod. NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock airs radio like this each week. Find out how to tune in to public radio or hear an audio stream at thistleradio.com. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Thanks for joining us.